I'm Iona Whitfield, and I'll be reading you W. Fee Shalovercom, The Civil Rights Movement in America, 1954 to 1968, by James B. Mott Holloway. Let's begin. Published by arrangement with Random House Audio Pulse Audio, The Civil Rights Movement in America does not begin in 1954, when the Supreme Court declared segregated schools unconstitutional, or in 1955, when Rosa Parks refused to give up her bus seat in Montgomery, Alabama. It begins in the broken promise of Reconstruction, in the rise of Jim Crow, in the long decades of organized resistance that preceded the dramatic confrontations of the 1950s and 1960s. The movement that transformed American law and society was built on the labor of generations who never saw the victories their sacrifices made possible. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution, ratified between 1865 and 1870, formally ended slavery, guaranteed equal citizenship, and prohibited the denial of voting rights based on race. For a brief, extraordinary period during Reconstruction, Black Americans in the South exercised political power, serving in Congress, state legislatures, and local offices, building schools and communities in the ruins of the slave republic. Then the federal government withdrew. The Supreme Court gutted the Reconstruction Amendments, and the South erected a new system of racial subordination enforced by law, custom, and violence. By 1900, Black Americans in the South had been stripped of voting rights through poll taxes, literacy tests, and grandfather clauses, confined to separate and unequal schools, hospitals, and public accommodations, and subjected to a reign of terror in which lynching served as the ultimate tool of racial control. The promise of freedom had been systematically dismantled. What followed was not surrender but resistance, organized, sustained, and enormously costly resistance conducted in the face of legal and extra-legal violence. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, founded in 1909, waged legal battles and public campaigns against lynching and segregation for decades before the breakthrough victories of the 1950s. The Urban League, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, the Black Church network that sustained community life through the worst of Jim Crow, these organizations built the infrastructure of resistance that made the movement possible. Individual acts of defiance, most now forgotten, accumulated over decades into a tradition of confrontation that prepared the ground for the dramatic events of the civil rights era. The movement that achieved the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was the product of this long preparation. Its leaders were products of Black educational institutions built under segregation. Its organizations had roots in the NAACP and the Black Church. Its tactics drew on both the Gandhian tradition of nonviolent resistance and the specifically American tradition of moral suasion. The college students who sat at lunch counters in Greensboro in 1960 were not acting spontaneously. They were educated, organized, and prepared for the violence they knew would come. The movement was not a sudden eruption, but the culmination of a century of struggle, claiming at last the rights that had been promised and denied for so long. This is the story of that struggle, of the laws that built and sustained racial inequality, of the people who fought to dismantle them, of the victories won and the limits encountered. It is a story that remains unfinished. The movement's most honest leaders never claimed otherwise. But it is also a story of genuine transformation, of a society forced to confront the contradiction between its proclaimed values and its practiced inequalities. The civil rights movement is the most important domestic reform movement in 20th century American history. Understanding it is essential to understanding America. The Long Roots, 1865 to 1954. Chapter 1. Jim Crow's Architecture, The Making of Segregation. The system of racial segregation that came to be called Jim Crow was not a simple continuation of slavery under another name. It was a deliberate legal and social construction, built piece by piece over the decades following Reconstruction's failure, designed to maintain white supremacy in a society where slavery was no longer